always, we look so forward to our chat and our weekly catch up with Dr. Marlene LaRue, CEO of the Artscape Theatre Complex. And this week is no different. Despite all the windy, windy weather outside,
Yes.
we are really looking forward to catching up with what's going on behind the curtain at Artscape, Marlene.
Oh, I must say the Cape Doctor will be definitely in Artscape. This is now this coming Friday. I want to remind everybody, Robbie Jansen. And this is the brainchild of a wonderful musician, talented Duncan Johnson. So we will definitely looking at dancing and celebrating the life of the iconic musician legend Robbie Jansen. We will then
Amazing
go.
legends are
Yes.
meant to be celebrated.
Exactly. And then obviously this weekend we start with Boogie opening on Thursday night. So Boogie is
What
like an
a jewel.
institute. What a jewel. So if you want to really de-stress for 2 hours, it is a cast, a sterling cast. It is music. It's a little bit of Cape Town. It's a little bit of everything. 70s, 80s music, costumes, lights, everything. Whistle and blow of the theater. It is Boogie, a must to see over this particular weekend.
I
Then we
must say, there
are.
isn't a single boogie show where I haven't seen people up in the aisles dancing their hearts out.
Yes, and it's so nice to see that because it's like most of the people also come for the end of year functions to Artscape to
Correct,
be to
correct.
Boogie. And
Amazing.
then for the next week that we're going to follow in, we're going to have again laughter. Stand-up comedians like Alfred Adrian from the 25th to the 30th of November, and he calls his show Positive Strokes. Get ready to laugh. Get ready to laugh till your sides hurt. Yes, you're going to laugh. And obviously, Alfred, with his unique style, he will take you on a nostalgic trip down memory lane, exploring his childhood and the wild dynamics of growing up with his family, cousins, and siblings. And most of the time, we all can relate to Alfred's story. So please do come.
Absolutely.
And then
We
we have.
resonate with his stories.
Oh, definitely. And we can laugh also because we see ourselves in his stories.
For sure, for sure.
And we also have another stand-up comedy, Obed Plaatjes, hosted by Ambrose Orin, and it featuring Phil de Lange, Chuma Sunday, Bentele, Obed Plaatjes once more expects sharp wit, award-winning acts, and unforgettable laughs once again. A comedy night to unwind and enjoy some of South Africa's finest talent. So what I want to say, Janet, that Artscape becomes also the hub for comedy, stand-up comedy. So we also make a 360-degree change in what we also put and we listen to our audiences as well.
Amazing. I think I'm beginning to feel like it's very close to Christmas because there's all this excitement, all these amazing shows lined up, and people just in a festive mood.
But then we must come back to reality, and this is gender-based violence. And as we know, on Friday at 12 o'clock here at Artscape, we're inviting everybody to have a sit on the steps, a silence to sit in protest to say gender-based violence is real, and we need to show that we must combat this pandemic. It's once again that we say enough is enough. So this happens 12 o'clock on Friday on the steps of Artscape with Warrior Woman, who's part of our associated company, Women Zone. So, and next we're going to have Hidden Current, 27th to 29th of November, and it's a play that is really talking about that gender-based violence cuts across race, language, globally. This is a pandemic. And the playwrights is Nameen Samini, Fatima Dike, and Elizabeth Hefrom. It's time, they say. The fierce spirits of gender-based violence needs to be combated. And what we see in this particular play, and it's been sponsored from Washington State. And what we say here is that we capture three young women that wake up and incite action against the gender-based violence across culture. From the one actor is from, and the playwright is from Tehran, Cape Town. We have Fatima DK, and then we need to look at a women's prison in Washington State. So these young protagonists will clash with culturally accepted physical and psychological oppression. It's a play that must be seen. So we invite our audiences, please come and support this play because it's been written across continents, and we all can resonate with this particular play.
Fantastic. I think yet again, women in the spotlight, women's issues, and mainstreaming the conversations that in the past happened in huddled corners, in whispers, and now women more and more are getting stronger voices to be able to send out our messaging out into the wide world, Marlene.
Definitely, we end actually our November with a very strong message, is that we can't be silent, we can't look away, we need to say, let's be a force, and let's say that through the arts, we can make that change. Come and experience women's voices and what they experience about gender-based violence.
Wonderful. A very important platform to do that from, Marlene. You being a leader in our community, a respected and often listened to voice, I think it's very important that you lead that charge for us. So, lots happening at the theatre, social issues, comedy, year ends. It's a mishmash of things, but a wonderful coming together of all things cultural and heritage related.
Thank you, Janet, and I hope to see you at the events because you are definitely an iconic woman that when you come into the room, it lights up immediately.
Thank you, Marlene, and the same for you. Thank you so much for joining us this week, Marlene, on Jet Setting with Janet, and we will see you at the theatre.
Thank you. See you.
Bye.